Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The shepherd who has promised to see us through our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, Hebrews 13:20. Sheep have never been noted for their ability to fend for themselves. They are prone to wander, defenseless in the face of danger, easily fleeced. What the sheep lack, their shepherd must supply. This is no less true when the sheep are Christians. The image of Christ as shepherd is a consistent and comforting picture from the pages of Scripture. Psalm 23, John 10, Ezekiel 34. H.A. Ironside offers these encouraging reminders about Jesus, your great shepherd. Walk with H.A. Ironside, a Canadian-born traveling preacher and prolific commentator in the 1900s. The shepherd character of our Lord Jesus suggests loving care for his own. He has given us many pictures of his shepherd service. As the good shepherd, he died for us. As the great shepherd, he is always watching over us. As the chief shepherd, he will gather us all about himself when he comes again. His promises are sufficient for every difficulty. Yet in times of stress, we forget them all and worry and fret as though we had to meet all our problems ourselves instead of trusting in his love and wisdom to undertake for us. He has promised to see us through. The one to whom we have committed our souls is more than a match for all that may rise against us. He is the unfailing shepherd, having our best interests in view. His glory and our blessing are indissolubly linked together. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 13.
Hebrews 13. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for in fact I have written to you quite briefly. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released. If he arrives soon, I will come with him to see you. Greet all your leaders and all the Lord's people. Those from Italy send you their greetings. Grace be with you all.
In Ezekiel 34, God harshly rebukes Israel's shepherds for failing to do their job and gives his own description of the good shepherd. I will tend them in a good pasture. I will have them lie down. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. Ezekiel 34:14-16. That's good news for sheep who are prone to wander.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.